Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. I'm Reginald Adetulo alongside the OG John Lopez and Figgy Fig. If you're watching on one of the Mokeyram Injury Lawyers live streams, you might not see that our company party is today. And I should introduce ourselves differently. We're dressed as a number of characters from Coming to America, having fun, headed into Halloween. 713-572-4610. What costumes are you getting gearing up for on the weekend, if you are indeed doing something like that? Appreciate
it. The man got his own money.
if you hear Coming to America drops or quotes, just know that's why. That's what's happening over here at Studio 8507 Queens Boulevard. All right. The Rockets got a victory. In fact, they got themselves level. They got their first road win of the season. 139-121 versus the Toronto Raptors, who fall to 1-4. That's neither here nor there. However, your Rockets getting some victories, you know, putting those together, putting up a whole bunch of points. But interestingly enough, within this, Rockets defense, like, we now have four games, which is still a tiny, tiny sample size,
yeah.
Right? Not even 5% of the season. But I do find it interesting because the question came to mind: what happens if the Rockets aren't good on defense? That's one of those things that I think we kind of came to expect and kind of took for granted coming into the season. Well, oh yeah, last year they were incredible on defense, top five type defense. And so you keep that, you add Kevin Durant, boom, you know, you're off to the races. But the question I ask here, and again, feel free to add in, 713-572-4610. What happens if they aren't?
You know, here's what I was thinking, and as I'm watching this game last night, how long is Ime going to be like, this rotation is good, or this defensive alignment is good? He's not wired that way. I mean, he's wired in such a way that it has to be good. It, on the perimeter, their perimeter defense was atrocious. I mean, here's the thing, and we're going to get to this in a little bit, but the scoring was incredible, obviously.
139, yeah. What is this, seven players in double digits?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it went around pretty nicely. Like, this team can really score to basketball.
Is he going to be able to change sort of his approach with this squad?
That's a great question.
Or is he
going to
say, look, we got to change this up?
I think that there's clearly, again, it's early, there's going to be some level of working to find more defense from a different number of perspectives. One, when you have more of your personnel back. I sincerely believe Josh Okogie is starting because he's like, hey, I need a little bit more defense than what I've been seeing.
That's what kind of gave me the idea.
But then Dorian Finney-Smith, who is probably your chief acquisition defensively, has not played yet. He's still rehabilitating from his, ankle surgery earlier on in the offseason. So I think that that's going to be a big addition. Plus, these guys haven't played together, even though there's a lot of guys that have. Your starters, you only have three of your five guys that were starters last year, and Jabari Smith Jr. fell out of the starting lineup when Amen kind of took his growth. They're figuring out what this looks like together defensively, I think, still with that. And in that, finding one of the things, you know, I talk about, and maybe I talk about too much, who knows, but like that defensive organizational hub, that player
No, that's a factor.
Much like a Draymond Green for the Warriors, that kind of gets guys in the right place, that talks to kind of connect everything. I don't know who that is on this team yet, and maybe they're trying to find that. However, I do think it is possible that this team just is not nearly as good defensively as they had once been.
Well, right. So far they haven't been. And what you're talking about is crucial. I'm actually getting more and more in line with that because I'm watching them not even just close out. Closing out is something that you just do. But I'm talking
sometimes they're hesitant to do that.
But I'm saying I'm not saying it hadn't been a problem. For goodness sakes, the Raptors made 21 3-pointers.
52.5% from three. Yeah.
So that right there tells you about the closeout. But I'm talking about before the closeout, like when the ball is on one angle or one side of the court and you're not getting up to deny, you know, the next skip pass or around, you're not in, and that's communication.
Right.
That is what you're talking about. And as I'm watching this, I'm like, they're not getting up. They're not getting up to deny or even get a hand up or something like that. That said, they're rebounding. That was about as overwhelming a rebounding performance as you can find. And their points in the paint. So the bigs are good offensively, offensive rebounds, scoring, and all that. And that's why I started thinking, like, is he going to say, okay, this is what we are?
And that's a question that I'm asking. I'm not sure that that's the answer, right? It's way too early for us to settle on an answer there. But I think it's worth asking the question, is this? Because you did mention a lot of the things that you look at defensively, you go, hey, they have that, right? They are getting blocks. They are, I mean, the rebounding battle you mentioned, 53-22 was how you rebounded the Raptors. Now, of course, the Raptors did go small in this game at times, but you have those advantages, and yet still, I'm still looking at this defense and going, there's ways to get at it. I think, funny enough, I know that the question sounds negative. I will take somewhat of a positive bent. I do think the answer to what happens if this defense isn't as good is there's a slight cap on what this team could be, but they could still be incredibly good because what you've seen early on is that in watching this offense, it doesn't look like it's really well tethered together yet.
Yeah.
There's a lot of room to grow, and they are still putting points up like it's going out of style. Like they are printing points. Like this, they got the NBA mint of points over here just printing them. And so I think that this could be a team that just decides we're going to boat race you.
Yeah, and I think that's what it's been so far. And the other part of that, and I don't know if it's negative or positive, is does it translate? Does it translate to against the really good teams? Does it translate when games are called a little harder? And, of course, postseason, when games are called entirely differently.
Right. I think that's the real question for me. And even still, I think that they score on a level where you get to the postseason and they can still boat race. I think when you get to the highest of echelons, which, to be fair, could be an issue because let Jabari Smith Jr. tell it, let anybody on this Rockets team tell it, this is a championship or bust type of team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that this is championship or bust type of defense right now. And so that's where it gets interesting. But I also don't think that they need to be the lockdown defense that they once were. It's just got to be better than this.
Well, and then there's this. And this could be a really good thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
I haven't looked at all the numbers, but I've watched enough games and watched enough highlights and followed it close enough so far. Scoring is way up just across the league.
I'm glad you brought this
up. Scoring is way up.
Can I take you to, in fact, let me do this first. You know Tim Legler.
Mm-hmm.
How do you value him as an NBA analyst?
Very good.
He's one of the best out there. This was Tim Legler talking about the NBA in general right now, some of the trends, statistical trends that he's seeing early.
Listen to some of these numbers, Bill. Like here, a week into the season, there are 27 teams in the league committing more fouls per night per game than the league leader last year. The league leader last year was like whatever it was, like 23 fouls a game. There's 27 teams committing more fouls than that a week into the season. There's a couple more. There are 10 teams right now, 10, averaging 30 plus free throw attempts a game. You know how many did it last year? None. And then one more. Right now, there are 11 players taking 10 plus free throws a game.
Oh my God. That's like Giannis territory.
One, Giannis Antetokounmpo was the only player in the league last year. There are 11 guys averaging 10 or more free throws. I actually think it's because of the lack of discipline defensively.
It is, but I think some officiating has obviously come into that. He mentioned the free throws and they're calling those things. I think just in general, it's a better scoring league. So really, maybe the Rockets are actually in a good place because of the better scoring teams, they're one of the best.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. But I do wonder if this trend will stick because, as he's mentioned, I think he's right. I think the defense, especially like the discipline defensively, has been so rough. You're right. Offenses are continuing to get better and better in a way that's so tough to keep up with. But defenses are kind of rough. But it's early on, right? We saw how training camp went. It was like a week, and we were into preseason, right, or into the season. It's so limited that I want to see how teams develop over the season, including these Rockets. But the starting place is not where I thought it would be. However, it's weirdly enough, I'm not as worried about the starting place. I am interested, however, where they will ultimately land defensively because I think that could be a barometer of where they finish up the end of the season.
I'm interested in just some of the basic stuff that we're not seeing that you see year in, year out. Like I said, just denying a ball, knowing how to go over or under a screen. It's not coaching. It's the same coaches by and large.
Well, I think this Rockets team, that's one of the things where it's easy to go, oh, give me all the big talented players. That's cool. Those are the small things that come on the outside. Like the screen navigation. Can you get through and under and around screens as well?
Mm-hmm.
KD's had a little bit of issues with that. Jabari Smith Jr. sometimes can be a little rough getting through screens. Not to say that he's bad, but I think you get what I'm trying to say. I think you see Josh Okogie. He's better at screen navigation. I think that's why he's in.
Yeah.
And I'm still very, very hopeful for what Dorian Finney-Smith will bring when he's able to actually play for this team. But a win is a win, and we will not knock that. But I think this is going to be an interesting thing to watch here for your Houston Rockets. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Very Houston-oriented, as this weekend, Janice McNair will go into the Texans Ring of Honor for her contributions to this team and to the city, which got us thinking. When it comes to Houston as a city, as an entire place, who are the most important figures in Houston sports history? Not athletes, important figures. 713-572-4610. We talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.